I'm still pinching myself to make sure that I'm not dreaming. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrom, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they hit a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to tell you what I like about the gun industry at large. The gun industry is agile. And, what's an example of agility? Well, we saw last year where certain banks were turning away business from gun manufacturers. We saw Intuit and some cases Square, PayPal say, we're not going to take payments this way. And the gun industry went out and created their own financial services sector. And that will continue to grow upon itself. Now, there's business-wise, for those of us who are gun carriers, and, you know, there's basically five states that allow permitless carry now, maybe six. Did Arkansas go that way? I don't remember. Anyway, permitless carry is out there. Shall issue states that they predominate. And for one of us to go out there, like in my state, where the gun prohibited sign carries the force of law, when I'm carrying, it can be potentially bad if I don't know where I'm going. So, my next guest took it upon himself to go ahead and fill that gap that I didn't even know existed. Joining me from their abbreviated name of their business is 2AO, but this is 2amendment.org. This is a 501c foundation, and they specialize in helping you out and keeping you safe as far as making sure that your right doesn't become a privilege. Joining me from them is one of the co-founders, Brian Crosswhite. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it when somebody gets out there and creates a solution. It's one thing for me to sit around here and say gun-free zones are bad, and, you know, for my organization and all the other organizations to fight them. But at the same time, while we're fighting them, the conundrum of where can a concealed carrier go safely and carry his gun is still up in the air. And you guys are going to short-circuit that given time. I mean, you guys only turned lights on this month.
Yeah, exactly. January 1st, we launched 2AO, and it's even beyond where can you carry your gun, or to that extent, we're a pro-Second Amendment rights organization. That means, where do you want to spend your hard-earned dollars? Do you want to spend them at a place that doesn't support your Second Amendment, or do you want to spend your hard-earned dollars and take your family to a business that is pro-Second Amendment? That's where we're at.
That's that's important, and Brian made the distinction. He got some semantical advice. And it's always good to get semantical advice because you are a pro-Constitution, pro-rights organization.
That's correct. Absolutely.
And as such, what you're doing is you're enabling the concealed carrier to go somewhere supporting somebody that he knows supports those same rights that you guys support.
That's right. We think there is power in the consumer, and when the consumer has the power to understand who is this business owner, what is his stance on our Constitution, that makes a big difference. That changes the whole playing field in society. It changes everything from an economic standpoint, whenever gun advocates, people who believe in the Second Amendment, can go and spend their dollars at a restaurant or a coffee shop or a dry cleaners or a retail shop, knowing that that person believes in the Constitution. So many of us go out and spend our money at different places that we don't really know, and then we find out later that these people don't even stand for our Constitution. We thought it was important for us to make an organization of business owners around the United States that unite themselves and do business together, and that's what we're all about.
Well, I'm sure that some of these gun grabbers would look at your notion as sort of quaint, sort of naive and everything. But like I said, your lights just went on 19 days ago. How many businesses have signed up with you already?
We're over 2,000 businesses and keep growing. Last night I was checking our database, and we're getting a business every few minutes registering. When we first started January 2nd, we're getting a business a minute. We haven't slowed down much, and it's been amazing. 2,000 is just what I see in one of our databases. We had to switch databases multiple times because of the amount of volume. So we really haven't compiled it yet. We're still in the process of letting the public know. We're sending out our first decals to all of the businesses that first signed up. So we're waiting on the shipment of new decals to come in so we can ship those out. This is a free organization, free membership organization for business owners.
I'm being asked for you to give out your website real quick.
Yeah, it's twoamendment.org, www.twoamendment.org.
The number two.
Yes, sir, the number
two. The number two, amendment.org.
That's correct.
Now, there's a lot of people. You are actually, and I don't know why nobody ever thought of this, you guys are actually sort of geniuses on this. There's all kinds of lists out there about corporations that support gun grabbers and business. You know, you can walk around anywhere and see the signs, but you're really left up to your own devices. Like, for example, that Parkdale Mall incident where the gun owner of a shop in the mall, there were no posted signs or anything. In Texas, they call them 30-06 signs. There were signs up, and he open carried, and they had an unwritten code of conduct for the
right.
Shoppers. Now, they've since corrected that. But really, truly, even when you're going into a place that doesn't have a sign up, it's sort of dicey for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of businesses here in Virginia, specifically in the Beltway area, that will, you know, they don't have a sign, but if you go in there open carry, they find out you're concealed carrying, they will ask you to leave. There was one restaurant that I know of in the Beltway area here in the D.C. metro area that kicked two police officers out who were coming off of their shift because they had their sidearms on. This is bothersome in our society when our Second Amendment is, you know, when we have companies. And it's their right. They're a privately owned business. They can do whatever they want. But they kick them out. And that's kind of disturbing for me as, you know, a person who believes in our law enforcement, but also someone who believes in our Constitution.
Well, one thing I like, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold this. I'm being asked a couple of questions. I'm being told that twoamendment.org is not coming up for somebody. They people are wanting to know, do you have to pay to join your site?
No, absolutely. It works on our site is currently being revamped to work on the IE platform. It works currently on Mozilla, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari, most of those browsers, and I think you have to have the latest and greatest version of Internet Explorer for it to work. But we are revamping it so it'll work on the older versions of Internet Explorer. But it is a free membership. You can also check out, I think we also have a 2AO.org points to our website as well.
Very good, very good. I want you to hold on through the break. If you're trying to get to their site right now, use something other than Internet Explorer till all that gets resolved. On a Monday with my guest from 2amendment.org, Brian Crosswhite, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Once again, within the gun industry itself, they innovate and adapt while those of us in the advocacy core continues to fight to make things better. In the meantime, they adapt and make sure that the gun grabbers don't get what they want. I'm being joined by this morning from 2amendment.org by Brian Crosswhite. He is one of the people that co-founded 2amendment.org, which is businesses stepping up and saying, I agree with you. I back the Constitution gun carriers are welcome here. You guys actually debuted last week at SHOT Show.
That's correct.
So really, truly, I'm being asked, how can somebody become a sponsor on your website?
Well, I mean, from a standpoint of sponsorship, they can reach out to us directly by just sending us an email, and we set up time to talk to them if someone wants to be a sponsor. As you know, we are 501c3, so we are mainly a donation-driven.
Donations are welcome, yeah.
Right, donations are welcome. And we're starting to see people who register, you know, they send in donations and help us cover the cost of the decals and the mailing, because every member that registers gets a free decal, as well as individuals now can register on our website. So we have two different registering links on there for individuals and businesses.
The decal is a stroke of genius, because it's one thing to get out there and join something, but the way all of these gun-free zones identify themselves is with the decal. So you guys just came up with this simple idea. Well, okay, we'll have a decal going the other way.
Right.
How much time, when you guys were putting this together, was this just a light bulb that went off and you guys got real quick and put this together, or how did that work out?
Yeah, so what happened is, over a year ago, I have a restaurant in Virginia, and we do Open Carry Wednesday because of, you know, we wanted to take a stand. And everybody said, you're crazy, you're taking a stand for something that's political. I'm like, no, we're not taking a stand for something political. We're taking a stand based on the Constitution. So we did Open Carry Wednesday, where if you go to the Cajun Experience in Leesburg, Virginia, carrying a gun, you get 10% off on Wednesdays. This got so big where people were calling and saying, hey, where's the other businesses that are pro-Second Amendment? That's what started the whole idea. So we were sitting around talking about it, and my partner, and she said, hey, why don't we do something like this to let people know other businesses? Because we always see these Daggett signs on our restaurant window. You know, they send them in every year. And we put them, we're so excited to put Zagat on, you know, that says, hey, we're a good restaurant. Like, why don't we just come up with a 2AO 2014 decal, put it on the window. It doesn't have a gun on it. It's just 2AO. It's a very neutral-looking type of sticker. But if you know what 2AO is, you'll know what it means. And that's what we're trying to, that's what we decided to do.
That is So, okay, now, if I come to your restaurant in Virginia on a certain day, and I'm carrying my gun with me that you can see it, that's my coupon?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can come anytime to my restaurants. I have two restaurants, and you can come anytime and carry in both of those restaurants, because we're law-abiding citizens. We obey the state of Virginia law. So the Commonwealth laws basically allows you to open carry, and it's up to the restaurant owner to say whether or not he wants to open carry. So
while we're talking about the restaurants, what are they called and where are they located?
Oh, it's the Cajun Experience in Leesburg, Virginia, and also Winchester, Virginia.
The Cajun Experience.
And that's correct.
All right.
And I'm not here to promote my restaurants by no means, but we're here to promote, you know, what 2AO is about, and that's a whole separate organization. But we are actually a member of 2AO, naturally. But we do have, you know, you go into this restaurant on Wednesdays and get 10% off on your total ticket if you carry the gun. So, or if you can still carry, you have to show your ID or you can still carry a permit.
I'm being told that on your website that you don't have a privacy statement, and they want to know if you share the registration information.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're totally into privacy, and you'll see a lot of organizations out there that share who the members are. We do not share at all. What we do, we don't want your name or your company. We don't want individual members' names on our website, because we don't want the anti-gun people to come after those businesses. We're not here to point out who the anti-guns are. We're here to promote who the pro-Second Amendment businesses are. So what we decided is to create that application, that mobile app that's on the iPhone and Android, which will be released in February. So just to give you an example, you're in Durham, North Carolina, and you want to take your wife out to eat, or you want to go do business somewhere, you get on your iPhone app, you open it up, and it'll show you up to a 25 to 50 mile radius of all the pro-Second Amendment businesses based on categories that they, how it is registered. And you can click on it, it shows you a map of where you're located and all those businesses in that surrounding area. And that's about as public we're going to get. You know, so that's going to eliminate people trying to go and get all these businesses that are on our database and start sharing it with, you know, the liberal, biased people who are out there trying to advocate against our Second Amendment rights.
Now, one of the businesses that has come on board with you, have you seen the phenomena where the Moms Demand Action roll into some store that is normally part of a corporation, and they talk to the manager who does not have a single solitary iota of input into corporate policy, and they're trying to talk him into turning this corporate store into a gun-free zone? Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen it many times.
Yeah. I would be thinking that as time goes on, because this is going to catch fire, and Walmart, you told me last night that Walmart has registered with you.
That's correct.
They'll be sticking these things up. I can just imagine that Shannon Watts and her little PR group of quote-unquote moms are going to roll in there to these Walmarts and say, don't you care about the children? And but one of the things that they do, and I don't know how this is going to work, because this is actually a sort of short-circuiting their capability. Your decal goes on the window. They've been walking out, even if they don't get their way, and sticking decals on the window. But the way window decals work, they cannot cover up your decal.
That's correct. That's correct. They'll also be listed on our mobile app. So, you know, you'll see those Walmarts in that centralized location, wherever you're located, up to a 25-50 mile radius. They'll show all those businesses that are pro-Second Amendment. That's the beauty of what we're trying to do, is uniting companies and uniting people, consumers, to those businesses that are pro-Second Amendment.
I'm being asked if, once you're registered, can people submit information about Second Amendment-friendly businesses, or do these businesses need to seek you out? They can. I guess a way that would work would be that if you know a business is Second Amendment friendly, that you let them know, hey, you can register with these guys and get this sticker, and then nobody has to guess or nobody has to ask you.
That's right. Actually, on the mobile app as well, you can register as an individual and business on the mobile app. So if you're in a restaurant and you're talking to the owner and you mention, you know, how's your stance on the Second Amendment, they say, hey, we're all for the Second Amendment. You know, let them know it's a service to them. Hey, sign up for 2AO. It's an important organization. They're going to watch out for you. We're here in the heart of the Capitol, and we've got our ear to the ground, watching legislation come through, making sure we pass that information on to our members, letting them know what threats are there that's happening. And there's a lot of threats to our Second Amendment these days. We need to let everyone know, and let people know, get out to the polls and vote for that candidate's pro-Second Amendment. You know, we're not a Republican, we're not a Democrat organization, we're just an organization for business owners. And that's our important message that we want to relay to people, is that's where we're at.
Hang on one more time for me, Brian. We're going to go into another break. I got some other stuff I want to bring up. Folks, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Back on the Monday, kicking the week off. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, another one of those innovative guys who took a business idea that he had in his business and just expanded it nationwide. Now, and I'm joined by Brian Crosswhite from 2amendment.org. The business identification service that lets you know who's as much behind your rights as you are. Brian, do you see 2AO evolving over time?
Well, you know, being in this organization, starting an organization just a few days ago, 19
right.
days ago, it's, yeah, absolutely. We see it evolving. We see it growing tremendously. And leaving SHOT Show this past week, so many ideas. Companies come to us and say, you know, become, you know, be a voice for the community. There's a lot of things that we can get into, a way of networking companies together, doing networking events from the state and local side of it. So we're looking at all this. We're putting committee together of Second Amendment advocates in the media together to help us drive the message home. We are looking to set up chapters within states and in the local cities and the communities to reach those businesses in that area and to build an organization that's going to be it's grassroots and organic organization already. So We're just wanting to build on top of that and provide some networking services amongst companies and help strengthen those businesses. Because when I did my move for my restaurant, when we took that stance, a lot of people said, you're going to lose business, you're going to lose business, especially here in the D.C. area. Every person that I lost, I gained 100. And that's how powerful this community is. People don't realize that there's more of us than there are of them that's out there. And hunters need to unite. People who believe in the Second Amendment need to unite because the other side is united. I mean, Bloomberg's got a lot of money, and he is spending it to fight this fight to stop the Second Amendment.
Yes, he is. And yes, he is. I'm being asked, is there a way to let you know of the businesses that I guess the big question here, they want to know if there's a way to let your marketing department know about businesses. My question would be, have you got a marketing department?
We do have a marketing department now. We're pulling it together as quick as possible. We have meetings this week here in D.C. to even build up our organization more. But and like I said, most of these people volunteering right now until we start getting a lot of funding in, and then we'll start putting people on payroll. But We do have a marketing department that is here in D.C. It's manned by one person, and she's doing a phenomenal job at it. But overwhelming calls and emails coming into the organization on a day-to-day basis is exciting. So we're going to be growing that. If you know of companies out there that are pro-Second Amendment, the best thing to do is let the owners or the management of that company know and tell them to go register on our website. That's the easiest way to get the message out to those businesses. We're not interested in knowing who is anti-pro-Second Amendment. That is not our goal. There's many people out there that can identify those businesses. The media doesn't,
They self-identify.
They self-identify. So we're really not. We're trying to keep this organization positive, because if we try to get deterred by who is not for our Second Amendment, then it will be in a different fight. Our fight is to bring businesses together who are pro-Second Amendment.
That's right. My fight is the ones that are anti-Second Amendment. Yours is something altogether different. One thing I want to point out to people out there, folks, my ophthalmologist is pro-Second Amendment. And it's not just places that sell widgets and clothing and guns and everything else. Anybody doing any sort of commerce out there that is pro-Second Amendment can put that sign out front. And there's nothing I can think of more enamoring for me personally than for the moms demand action from the illegal mayors out of New York to be walking down the street and see a bunch of these signs in storefronts and just watch them, have that cerebral hemorrhage as they try to figure what to do. I shouldn't say that, though. I'm wishing ill will on my fellow man.
I'll tell you what, Bill, if you don't mind me mentioning something.
Sure.
We have actually had police stations and precincts register and ask for the decals for their police district and to put them on their windows of their police station. This is how big this organization has gotten in the last week or two. And we're excited to see even civilian agencies now embracing what we're doing. Because police, the law enforcement community sees this. And I'll give you a great example. Here in D.C., where it's illegal to have one bullet, it's a felony to have a bullet on your person or in your car. We had a stabbing yesterday that killed an elderly couple, a home invasion in Georgetown. And this speaks volumes to those people who say that we shouldn't have guns and we shouldn't have guns in our community. This is the outcome of the District of Columbia City Council putting up and saying there's no guns allowed in this community. People are dying. But and crime is on a rise here in the district. Until they see the act of the Second Amendment, you allow people to carry guns and to have concealed carry and open carry, you will see crime drop in these neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, I know off the police one survey. One thing that when you were telling me this, the coolest thing I could think of with police departments who want to do this is to where they get enough stickers to where every patrol car is sporting one. Of course, that means that you and your printer, he's taking you out to dinner a lot.
Well, it was funny. We sent our own, me and my uh, my partner, we spent our own dollars on the first batch, and we thought we were going to get 200 businesses registered. And in 2 days, we looked at each other and like, we're going to go bankrupt. We don't have the money to pull this off. And that's when we did the donation. And donations have come in, and people have been very generous to us and to be able to cover the cost of the decal. So we really want to thank those businesses out there and individuals who made donations to 2AO.
Well, before we run out of time, if you will, give... We got about 3 minutes. Take those minutes and let people know how they can get involved with 2AO.
Well, the best way to get involved is, like I said, is tell your neighbors about it. Tell your hunting club about it. Because individuals can register. Watch out for our app on our Facebook page. Our Facebook is facebook.com/2aminute.org, or follow us on our Twitter account at 2AOUSA. Or go to our website at www.2amendment.org and register. And if you're interested, if there's a company that wants to do some advertising with us on our app or on our website and want to become one of those corporate sponsors, we're thinking through this right now of how can we generate some additional funds to help build our organization. Feel free to reach out to us. The best email to reach us is info@2amendment.org. Send us an email. It goes straight to our office, and we will respond to every email that comes in.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'll be in touch with you later on today.
Sounds good, Bill. I really appreciate you and your
sure.
audience for allowing us to be on your show. And we support what you guys are doing and getting the message out to the United States. We need to stand for our rights as individuals and not let D.C. and these politicians take it away from us.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, sir. I will,
thank you,
like
Bill.
I said, I'll be in touch today.
Sounds good. God bless you guys.
God bless you. You stay safe. All right, folks, coming up on the last break, when we come back, this is what I love about live radio. Live radio just takes on a life of its own, doesn't it? Everything's going so well for me right now. I got my own haters. And live radio takes on a life of its own. Coming up in the next, when we open up in the last segment of the show, we're going to talk about a guy that decided to go out and get some publicity for himself. He got it on a national television show. He was quite obnoxious. He telegraphed everything he intended to do. Now he's behind bars. And, yes, he was a gun owner, but he was an illegal gun owner. And he failed to do some other things, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. It could not have happened to a nicer guy. I very rarely say this, but you can find the show at republicbroadcasting.org. You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Digital Pod. I found so many places that carries the show now. But the big three are TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes, and of course, Republic Broadcasting. But if you're, and you know what, here's a request for you. If you're getting it from iTunes, take the time to go in there and write a comment, give me a rating. I've got two, and one of them I don't like. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
To a different place. People hide, but I see the face. The one that's full of hate.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it, I'm afraid I can't, I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back.
I'm afraid of the world.
As we get ready to go away, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Do you guys remember me talking to you about a pilgrim on Doomsday Prepper? Who made his own body armor and said, if the stuff hits the fan, I'm coming and I'm going to loot you. I'm coming and I'm going to take everything you've got. Remember that? I got in a lot of... Some people didn't like me even calling attention to him. you know, a real prepper tends to be a very self-sufficient person. They're not looking on hurting anybody. They do intend to defend themselves, but they don't look at what they're doing as aggression. However, Tyler Smith did. During that episode, at the very best, it's, you know, he had like a room temperature IQ. That was part was apparent. But me giving him that much credit appears to be way too generous. On the show, he was seen firing several rifles to test his homemade body armor, claiming it is superior to professionally made bullet-resistant vests. It's going to be lightweight and stronger than anything you can buy on the in the store, except for maybe those infidel AR-500 plates. He also bragged for the camera about his plans to raid and loot other Doomsday Prepper supplies when the end times come. All your shiny ARs, your high-powered 308 rifles, your 50,000 rounds of ammo are all going to be ours. Pierce County investigators say it was these claims and his brazen use of firearms on camera that landed him back in jail. What led us to this guy, he was himself. He put himself on TV and in newspaper articles and did things that scared the neighbor. Turns out that Mr. Smith, Tyler Smith, is a level one sex offender following his conviction in King County in 2009, but has not registered with law enforcement since moving to Pierce County. Spokesperson for Pierce County said he could face an additional charge of failing to register as a sex offender. What kind of moron was this guy? And I got bad news for him. Unless he's wearing... You can't cover everything up with body armor, Jackson. Otherwise, you're a statue. So there would have been something exposed, even if you had the very best stuff on the planet. And you would have been... Your big jumbo self would have been cut down. But it doesn't matter, because now you're going to jail. You sex offender, you. Are sex offenders allowed to have guns? I'm asking that, honestly, scratching my head. Are they allowed to have guns? Another thing coming, all of this coming, by the way, from Bearing Arms from Bob Owens' desk. He just got back from SHOT Show. He got to go to SHOT Show. I didn't. I'll be talking to him about that later. Coming out of Washington State, Federal Way to be exact, a 19-year-old allegedly purchased a stolen handgun. Right after he bought it, he shot himself in the stomach. And then he, of course, had to make up a, you know, when you get shot in the stomach, this is not something you can patch up yourself. I mean, you've got contraband in your body. That said contraband needs to be removed. So you inevitably have to call the cops, even if you're a criminal and you get shot. Federal Way police officers responded to a call at approximately 10:01 p.m. Dispatch advised police there was a victim that showed up at his friend's apartment with an apparent gunshot wound to the abdomen. Upon arrival, the victim stated that he was at an unknown Arco station, was shot by a black male and a Samoan male. Medics transported the male to Harborview. Further investigation revealed the 19-year-old met with a Samoan male to purchase a handgun. Following the completed transaction, the victim apparently shot himself in the abdomen. His injury is considered non-life-threatening. Police recovered the gun and found that it was listed as stolen out of Tacoma. They're trying to track down the seller of the gun so they can get a twofer out of this. Somehow or other, omitted in Mr. Owen's story, is any mention whatsoever of a background check. Did these guys not do the background check? And apparently the Samoan fence that sold it to him didn't tell him one of the four rules, which is not to put the gun, not point the gun at something you're not willing to destroy. I'm just trying to figure out how you shoot yourself in the abdomen. Probably before that happened, it was preceded with, hey, how does this work? And as we finish up on the day, coming out of New York, right now in New York, you have gun rights groups that are trying to overturn the SAFE Act. Well, in New York, the Democrats in New York are saying that SAFE Act is just the beginning. They put out a statement, the New York SAFE Act, and who is this? The New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. The New York SAFE Act included crucial and widely popular provisions like background checks on all gun purchasers, a prohibition on sales of assault rifles with certain characteristics, a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, and other measures. Wait a minute, I got a question. Does that mean that you can have a full select-fire weapon there if it doesn't have certain features? Can it be? State legislators against illegal guns, New York, said it wants the legislature to pass bills that would require additional safety storage of guns if the owners have children, require all semi-automatic handguns to have a feature that puts a code on each spent shell casing, this is called micro-stamping, and limit buyers to one handgun purchase a month. You're welcome, 688. Assemblyman Brian Kavanaugh, Democrat from Manhattan, who co-chairs the group, said in a statement, while some seek to go backwards and undo the SAFE Act and make it legal once again, for example, to sell guns to strangers with no question asked, or have the guns with 30-round ammunition magazines, we're taking our next steps forward to prevent gun violence without undue restrictions on responsible gun owners. That is absolute poppycock. What they better do is they better make sure that the SAFE Act is going to stand up. That's item number one. They still have this unasked question about what is Cuomo going to do when the New York gun owners don't register their firearms. That's a big question. What's he going to do then? All these, you know, everybody thinks everything north of Manhattan. In New York, everybody thinks everything north of Manhattan. And go look at the map. Manhattan's down at the bottom of the state, just out there in the bay, out there in the ocean. Everything north of Manhattan is upstate New York, and that's where your gun owners are. That's where this is one state of some really good people being run by one city. And I don't give a rip what the population of that metropolitan center is. They should not be able to dictate to the rest of the state. After years and decades and eons of liberal rule and all of that coming back to roost on them, they shouldn't be able to dictate to the rest of the state how the rest of the state conducts business. They also want a law that would give police the right to remove firearms from the scene of a domestic violence dispute. Other proposals would ban the sale of certain high-power 50-caliber rifles and require dealers to report to police when a failed background check or when a failed background check shows a banned person trying to buy a gun. So they want the gun dealers to now be cops. Can we say double down? I can say double down all day long. Way to go, New York. You're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory once again. Anyway, we'll do this again in 21 hours. As usual, I want you to remember this very carefully. It's never been about gun control. It's always been, it is always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.